live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Akila Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, a security guard hired after an arson attack on a hotel due to accommodate asylum seekers in Mobile has had a brick thrown through his car window. A Letterkenny councillor says Letterkenny University Hospital is losing out because of a lack of funding. However, the manager of the hospital is confident more resources will be made available as part of the HSE's winter plan. And the housing minister has been pressed to provide clarity on the progress of the MICA redress scheme announced in October. Those stories do follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with PJ Lynch. But first in news, the threat of food shortages in Ireland should be used in negotiations to get rid of the Brexit backstop, according to a Tory MP. Priti Patel's comments have been described as disgusting and ridiculous by Irish politicians. The MP made the suggestion after a leaked report suggested there may be food shortages in Ireland in the event of a no-deal Brexit. Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald has dismissed them.
They're not entitled to wreck Ireland, and they need to really grasp and understand that. And we will stand firm in defending Irish interests. And we're not about to be bullied, and we're not about to be threatened by that MP or any other. I would hope that you would reconsider those comments and actually withdraw them from the public record. Not least, I think they make her look silly and intemperate.
There has been another attack on the Cashamara Hotel in Mobile. At around 8 o'clock last night, a security guard who was hired following the arson attack on the hotel had a brick thrown through the window of his car. A group of asylum seekers were due to arrive at the hotel just days after it was set on fire last week. Earlier in the 9 till noon show, Senator Padraig McLaughlin says the government must look at the direct provision system that is in place.
We have to be honest here. The Department of Justice caused serious problems in communities in Wicklow Town, and I've been speaking to some of my colleagues, local representatives there, in Rooski, in Roscommon, and here in Mobile, and it's the same pattern. They don't consult with people, they do a deal with private operators behind the scenes, and they just announce a fait accompli.
We have to look at the elephant in the room here, and that is that this is happening and has happened in 37 different locations across Ireland, but it's only in our area that we're seeing an arson attack, and now what could have been a very serious attack on a security guard.
All it takes is a small number of people, not representative of the community. They could be anywhere. You could have had a couple of people in Rooski or Wicklow Town without a thought in their head who would do something like this. It's not we. We in Donegal, I was at the meeting where there were hundreds of people in the room in Glencrow Hall there, you know, and I listened very carefully to the points that were being made, and the vast, vast majority of the people who expressed concerns, they did it respectfully. There were genuine concerns. They were about health services. They were about school places. They wanted to understand the facts about how the system operates. There was no racism there. This system of direct provision is an awful system. We treat local communities with contempt, and of course, worst of all, we have a system that is cruel, that takes away the dignity of the asylum seekers themselves, so the entire thing is wrong.
Two people have been taken to hospital following a crash on the M13 Letterkenny to Derry Road. The two-vehicle collision occurred at around 1:30 today. Both male drivers, the sole occupants of the car, have been taken to Letterkenny University Hospital with minor injuries. Gardaí say they are continuing to investigate. A Letterkenny councillor says Letterkenny University Hospital is losing out because of a lack of funding. Councillor Kieran Brogan, a member of the Regional Health Forum, says following a meeting with senior SEALTA officials, it's clear that funding issues are why only 10 beds will be open in the short stay ward and not the 20 being sought. He says political statements are being made, but funding issues are the reason there is an unused theatre at the hospital and other services are not getting the backing they deserve.
There has been political statements made over the last number of weeks saying that that the funding was in place for the 20 beds, and I think people deserve to know exactly the truth. What's happening at the moment is there's a transit lounge being put in place now to accommodate patients who are being discharged, to allow to free up beds more quickly. I think that has to be welcomed. How it's going to work out, I suppose, will be judged in time. But I think there's one very clear message coming from the senior management of the Celtic Group, and that is that they're not getting enough funding for the staff and the beds in Letterkenny Hospital, because they have applied as well over the course, not just this year, but last year, for additional staff in the emergency department. And Letterkenny was the only hospital that wasn't allocated additional funding for that. We're still awaiting the announcement of that funding, or clarity if that funding is going to be given. So I think the one thing that we do need, and the one thing the public expect, and as members of the Regional Health Forum, that we'll be demanding that the people know exactly what the position is regards funding, because there's no doubt it was made very clear to us that they have applied for additional funding for the theatre that has not been occupied. They have applied for additional funding for the kidney dialysis facilities that needs to be enhanced as a matter of urgency. So there's many services at Letterkenny University Hospital that needs more investment from government. I think there's no doubt whatsoever, but if the management of the Celtic Group get the resources that's needed, they will put the plan in place in Letterkenny, but we're not getting it, and all we're getting is a sort of a drip-feed funding mechanism, and it's not good enough.
Meanwhile, the manager of Letterkenny University Hospital is confident more resources will be made available as part of the HSC's winter plan. This week, under the 2018-2019 plan, a discharge lounge was opened at the hospital, which has been welcomed as a means to reduce waiting times for patients awaiting admission. Sean Murphy has been welcoming the opening of the unit and says progress is being made to provide quality service for patients.
It means that patients who are going to be discharged from the hospital today can go and wait to be collected by their friends or relatives in a designated and more appropriate area than having to stay on a hospital, very busy hospital ward. It frees up beds in our wards earlier in the morning, and that ensures that patients who are waiting for beds in the emergency department or other non-designated areas in the hospital have less time to wait. They can go to the ward earlier, and patients coming in for surgery that day can be admitted promptly. And I've got to say, over the first few days, we're only run in a few days, but the feedback from the patients who have been through the discharge lounge has been extremely positive.
In terms of this initiative, it's part of the winter plan. Can we expect to see other initiatives at Letterkenny University Hospital as a result of that plan?
Absolutely, and already we've spoken about the fact that out of the winter initiative we've received funding to open additional beds in the hospital, and that's equally important. It's not just about improving our processes, it's also about improving our capacity. So we've got the beds that were announced last week in the short stay ward with those 10 extra beds. And again, we will be going back and looking to build on that. And we are also getting support to improve and increase our diagnostics, particularly out of ours diagnostics. In terms of the discharge lounge, this is one of a number of initiatives where we're looking to direct the resources we have to provide the best quality of service we can to our patients.
The Irish Cancer Society says the extension of the HPV vaccine to boys is a good day for the health of future generations. Health Minister Simon Harris has confirmed boys will be offered the vaccine from next September. Men account for around a quarter of the 583 HPV-linked cancer cases in Ireland each year. Marion Ryan from Health Watchdog HICWA, which recommended the extension of the programme, says a different vaccine should be used to offer more protection.
Currently, girls in the school-based programme receive the four-valent vaccine. It protects against the strains of HPV virus that cause 90% of cases of cervical cancer. If we switch to the 9-valent, then we protect against the additional strains of HPV, which in total result in 90% of cases of cervical cancer. So additional benefit if we switch to the 9-valent vaccine over the 4-valent.
34 public Wi-Fi zones are to be created across Donegal. Four EU vouchers have been secured by Donegal County Council under the Wi-Fi for EU initiative, with the value to be match funded by the Department of Rural and Community Development. The high-speed Wi-Fi zones will offer Wi-Fi services free of charge and advertising in community areas. Cahirla of Donegal County Council, Councillor Seamus O'Donnell, has been welcoming the announcement and says it will greatly enhance public spaces across the county.
Donegal County Council, for their part, provide free Wi-Fi in their public service centres and their museums and their libraries and places like that. But this will allow the council to roll out free Wi-Fi for the public to use free of charge in places such as public buildings, parks, squares, libraries, health centres, museums, or anywhere else that may be chosen by the members of each of the municipal districts. So it's a very good news story. It's something that all of the members of Donegal County Council have been very positively and proactively following for a number of years. Donegal County Council, for their part, spearheaded by Brian Boyle, have secured funding to roll this out. It will be part funded by the EU and 50% funded by the Department of Rural and Community Development. So this is a good news story, and I look forward to it being rolled out in the coming months so as people within Donegal can avail of free Wi-Fi in public spaces.
Meanwhile, value for money must be a key consideration in the delivery of rural broadband. That's according to Sligo Leitrim and South Donegal Deputy Mark McSharry, who has criticised the department's failure to undertake a full cost-benefit analysis on faster and more affordable alternatives such as 5G. Speaking after this week's Public Accounts Committee hearings, Deputy McSharry says while rural broadband must be delivered, the taxpayer should not be forced to foot the bill.
The preparatory work that's been done in terms of cost-benefit analysis and what has emerged is that the provision of 5G hasn't been costed or considered to the extent that it might be. Now, I'm not an expert, but I know that 5G would certainly support a level of internet use that would suit many home users. While I know 5G wouldn't support the level of technological supports that certain businesses would require, I think, for a lot of rural areas where people would like family uses. I mean, things like internet access for Google and Netflix and various things like that, it may be. So just in terms of overall value for money for the public, where you're looking at an expenditure of around $3 billion potentially, which could equate to as much as 30,000 per house to be connected. I think that before we start dishing out up to $3 billion of the public's money, if we can do the same job for $1 billion or less, then I think we should certainly be looking at that.
And one of the key issues that you've been raising is that we're at a point now where delivering this is going to be a priority for the government, whoever happens to be in government. And the worry is perhaps that there'll be such a rush to get this done and get it done now that it'll be done at any cost, and that's a road you don't want to go down.
Well, absolutely. I mean, I think, they're calling it a tender process. We only have one bidder at the table. There's an underlying thing that because government trumpeted this for many years with little progress, that it will be rushed and it will be done at any cost.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny. Get them the gift they really want this Christmas with a gift card available in store or online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's now exactly 5:15 and time for the latest sport with PJ Lynch.
Thanks, Michaela. We'll start with soccer, and Jim McGuinness has taken his first head coaching role in professional football. He has been named head coach of the North Carolina soccer team in America. The Glenties native, who led Donegal to All-Ireland success 6 years ago, has signed a 3-year deal with second-tier Charlotte Independence of the United Soccer League. Since leaving Donegal GA in 2014, Jim has been involved with Glasgow Celtic in Scotland and Beijing Guan in the Chinese Super League. McGuinness told the Irish Times he is proud of and grateful to the club for placing its faith in him. His first press conference will be next Tuesday, with his first game in charge at the start of March next year. His immediate plan will be to form a management team ahead of the new season. It was confirmed today that Ballybuffet native Johnny Dunleavy has signed for Sligo Rovers. The former Cork City captain left the Leasiders at the end of the 2018 season after 6 years. Dunleavy joins the Bitterred looking for a new challenge and hopes to build on his return from a long-term ACL injury. Shamrock Rovers have signed former Republic of Ireland under 21 midfielder Jack Byrne. The 22-year-old has played a limited role in Kilmarnock's ascent to the top of the Scottish Premiership, having only joined in August. Aston Villa will climb into the playoff spots tonight in the Championship if they can win away to third place West Brom. Kickoff at the Hawthorns is at 8 p.m. In the Irish Premiership tomorrow, Institute, who sit eighth, can leapfrog their opponents into seventh with a win over Glentoran at the Brandywell. Elsewhere, in sixth place, Coleraine are hosting last place Ards, and the leaders of Ballymena United travel to ninth place Warren Point Town. This Sunday sees the Oscar Trainer Interleague Trophy game at McGinn Park in Inishowen hosting Sligo Leitrim. Kickoff there is at 2 p.m. In the Ulster Senior League, there's one game tonight at Dryarch Park, 7:45 p.m. kickoff. Bunnagee United hosting Derry City Reserves. Two games then down for decision on Sunday at 2 p.m. Letterkenny Rovers making the trip to Swilly Rovers, and Fannad United at home to Cockhill Celtic. Gaelic Games and All-Ireland Junior Football Championship quarter final this Sunday, 1 p.m. at O'Donnell Park in Letterkenny. Donegal and Ulster champions Red Hughes will be taking on three in a row British champions Dunedin Connolly's. Tom Comack will be there for Highland Radio. Red Hughes manager Joseph McKelvey says they're not taking the British champions lightly.
I certainly won't be taking any team lightly until, you know, definitely wouldn't be even considering anything else other than Dunedin next Sunday. I'm not counting anything other than that, you know. Very, very dangerous territory for a manager and a team to step into. And I'm sure Dunedin would love to hear us thinking that we have it handy against them. We're not expecting that. You know, the information we know about them, they have five ex-county men. We don't have that. We can't bum that. We have Stephen McMenamin, he's the only county man we have. So we don't have that level of pedigree, you know.
The winner of that All-Ireland Junior Football Championship quarter final this Sunday will play Eastgee of Sligo in the All-Ireland semi-final. The Minor League Division 2 final scheduled for Saturday 8th of December has been postponed due to bereavement and has been rescheduled for Sunday the 16th of December at 11 a.m. In rugby, Ulster kick off the Heineken Champions Cup weekend tonight away to last year's semi-finalist Scarlets. Head coach Dan McFarland has been able to restore Rory Best, Ian Henderson, Will Addison and Jacob Stockdale to his side for the Pool 4 game in Clonethly. Local rugby now, and our featured game on Saturday Sport Tomorrow is in the All-Ireland League Division 2C, where OMA are hosting Seapoint. Elsewhere in that division, City of Derry make the trip to Cork when they take on Middleton, while in the All-Ireland League Division 2B, it's Rainy facing off against Sunday's Well Away. In the Rugby Championship 3 on tomorrow, there's a Northwest Derby with Letterkenny playing Strabane. Athletics now, the AA Walks Championships taking place tomorrow in Raheny of Dublin with a number of Donegal athletes competing there. And on Sunday, the European Cross Country Championships in Tilburg in Holland, Anne-Marie McGlynn of Letterkenny AC will be there representing Ireland. In hockey, Ireland are out of the Men's World Cup. Needing a draw against England to progress to the playoffs, Ireland lost their final Pool B game 4-2 in India. They now finish bottom of Pool B with just a point to their name. Staying with hockey, the Ulster Premier League Raphoe taking on Instonians tomorrow, while in the Ladies Senior 1, Raphoe will take on Priorians. Basketball in Division 1, led YIT Donegal making the trip to Galway tomorrow for a bottom of the Northern Conference battle against Titans Galway. While also tomorrow at 6 p.m. in Ballyshannon in the Women's Division 1, Fab Plus Northwest hosting the Portlaoise Panthers. Tug of War and the National Indoor Championships are taking place in Kingscourt, County Cavan this coming Sunday. Teams from Cockhill, Clonmany and Carndonagh all taking part there. In golf, Charles Schwartzel is the man to catch at the halfway mark of the South African Open in Johannesburg. The 2011 Masters champion carded an eagle at the 17th to cap a flawless round of 63. Schwartzel is now 12 under par and one clear of Zambia's Madalisto Mutia. Gavin Moynihan, Neil O'Brien and Michael Hoey, those Irish golfers all failing to make the halfway cut. In snooker, finally, Mark Allen is looking to reach his first UK Championship semi-final in 8 years later. The Antrim man takes on Stephen Maguire in the evening session at the Barbican in York. That's all your sports news here on Highland this evening. Tune in to Saturday Sport tomorrow from after the 2 p.m. news for all the latest sporting news. But for now, it's back to Michaela.
Thanks, PJ. And finally in news, the Housing Minister has been pressed to provide clarity on the progress of the MICA redress scheme announced in October. Over 1,000 homeowners in Donegal who are affected by the defective block issue have been eagerly awaiting more detail of the scheme, which was announced by Minister Joe McHugh ahead of Budget 2019. Donegal Deputy Charlie McConlogh asked Owen Murphy for an assurance that the scheme would be agreed by the end of the year. While Minister Murphy gave no clear commitment, he confirmed that discussions are ongoing.
I'm aware of the concerns raised by the Deputy and the commitments that were made at the time of the budget following consultation with Ministers McHugh, the Deputy and other members who are involved in the House. A scheme has been designed, a scheme was agreed to be announced this year for next year, and I'm meeting with Minister Donoghue and the Taoiseach to discuss further details around that scheme.
For weather now, very windy this evening and at first tonight with frequent heavy showers. Strong and gusty westerly winds will continue for much of the night with gales on Atlantic coasts and lowest temperatures of 5 to 8 degrees. And just have a look at the closing headlines. A Letterkenny councillor says Letterkenny University Hospital is losing out because of a lack of funding. Councillor Kieran Brogan, a member of the Regional Health Forum, says following a meeting with senior SEALT officials, it's clear that funding issues are why only 10 beds will be open in the short stay ward and not the 20 being sought. There has been another attack on the Cashamara Hotel in Moville. At around 8 o'clock last night, a security guard who was hired following the arson attack on the hotel had a brick thrown through the window of his car. Finally for Monday, money must be a key consideration in the delivery of rural broadband. That's according to Sligo Leitrim and South Donegal Deputy Mark McSharry, who has criticised the department's failure to undertake a full cost-benefit analysis on faster and more affordable alternatives such as 5G. Meanwhile, 34 public Wi-Fi zones are to be created across Donegal. 4 EU vouchers have been secured by Donegal County Council under the Wi-Fi for EU initiative, with a value to be match funded by the Department of Rural and Community Development. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Coming up next is News with Colm Ferter. Good evening.
Shaver Mahasa Colin Ferreter and Chal in the Prevs Guilty Air Highland Radio. Fogri Turgawal Offigan Fusht, Egbon Nalyaka, Ingi Dor, Ledred Shias, Erin Kaid Lad, Nibli and the Ure. Renu and Kenu and Anyo and Shrai Agoji Sakanter, Agus Ahark, the Hudge and Fusht, Major Leshen Scale. Kain Kaihirlach Bardas Niglanti, John Hamish O'Farry and Fogra, Agus and Process Ahark, a Kurshias Air, Mercury Gale. Tashart Nafig Jeg, the Kurshias Sanomlin Sahonda Shah, Shashar Aku Talani has a geltacht, Fogriu and V Shai Hart, Gonastra Hart, Servishi Hushed, Egavonvag, Guji Offig Naderi Baga, Lilin Mifiaru Shahogin. Ta an Kolocht Randux, Choranta, Con Achuj Dorasa, Oskulch, Don Fobel, Arisht, Ere Kafu La, August Feed and V Shah, Conjesh, a Horch Difa Shud, at a Spesh Aku San Arnul, Naholiakta, Enjol Tarakta, Furbert Bogari, August Taragiokta, Frastel, Ert, and Lahar, Ereclahan Lia. Beitaris Karha Erfoil, Harter Ashina, Eglahar, and Monarchan, August Jesh, Play, Ayanu, La Hebriha, Randux, Choranta, Komai, Fuyeshina, Garama, Er Afral, On. Osclahar Nadarsha, Eganea Clug, Trinona, August Tatelu, Fuin, La Osculcha, Ert, Heave, and Corlia Conde. Tafaluntus Fogriha Egan Falshohan Antalta the Coardi Hor Chonskadal Contaja Ayanu Ert and Shan Agran Igartlan Naherisha Ahean Shir Gdi Nijeg Fihisukahar the On Antower is special unto Akur Eilahar Esmin Lesh Antalta Danya Awalantahi Ki Egana Eki and Chonskadal a Coardu Sprekdata Na and Darna Lajeg the Mina Nullag August Takaluru the Nullag Fuilanchol and you Letter Nona Spree Fahonyan Ishog, Eg Onad Neve Padrick, Tasanta on Filahar and Shomra Driotil Sege, Stashaklage Che a Yenavig Mrs. Claus, Tedesco a Robert Comai, Sahalo Wars, August Kellyer her Sharmanus Kevnachan, Cran and Tolish, Jadoni and Sheol Lad Jeg, the Mina Nolagiga Kuiga Clug, Taconula Ergeel and Onad Neve Padrick, August Nas Shoppy Achula, August Fogreeter Comai Gome, Kyolkur and Mayan Ivrenan, August Skull Padrick Door on Son Onad Neve Padrick, Eritrea Lasvi, the Mina Nolag, Egis Sheol Clug, Tronona, Augusta Tekiji Ergeel, Anish Fuilahar. Shemahodj Illegal Yard, Slanagus Bannocked.
The obituary notices for this Friday evening, December the 7th. The death has taken place of Breeden Robert William Hunter, Bertie, 95 Trench Road, Greerstown. Funeral from his late home, 95 Trench Road, Greerstown, on Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock for service in Glendermot Presbyterian Church at 2:30, followed by burial in the adjoining burial ground. Family flowers only, donations of wish to Glendermot Presbyterian Church Building Fund, care of Joanne Walker, 28 Church Road, Londonderry, house private. The death has taken place of Eugene Doolin, formerly 28 Oakdown Road, Churchtown, Dublin 14. Viewing this evening at the Lake House Nursing Home, Port na Blá, from 6 o'clock until 8 o'clock. Remains will leave the Lake House Nursing Home tomorrow afternoon at 12:15 to arrive at Christ the King Church, Gorta Hork, for funeral mass at 1 o'clock. Burial afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desire to Lake House Patients Comfort Fund, care of any family member or Harkin Funeral Directors. The death has taken place of Neil Clafferty, Clea Clamani. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock, going to St Mary's Church Clamani for Requiem Mass at 11:30. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desire to Beech Hill Nursing Home, care of McFeely Funeral Directors or any family member. Family time from 10 p.m. until 10 a.m. The death has taken place of Nellie Boyle, Moira Fulcara. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral mass tomorrow at 12 noon in St Finian's Church, Fulcara. Burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Rosary at 9 o'clock, house private place before the funeral tomorrow. Family flowers only, donations in lieu to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or carton undertakers. And the death has taken place of Pablo Orlando Riata, Garrison Ishkaheen Muff. His remains will repose at Murphy's Funeral Home this evening from 6 o'clock until 9 o'clock. Removal tomorrow at 12 noon to St Patrick's Church Ishkaheen for Requiem Mass at 1 o'clock, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, donations in lieu of desire to Aware Donegal, care of any family member or Murphy Funeral Directors.